Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mombela 34, Johannesburg 30, Tinian 36 degrees.
In Benrose Lane, two ways spawn. Pedestrian crash on Benrose area. Please causing some slow moving traffic.
Police have seized counterfeit goods worth more than 66 million rand in Johannesburg. Gauteng police, alongside officials from SARS and the Department of Home Affairs, raided a shopping mall and a self-storage facility last week. They seized more than 190,000 fake goods, including clothing, cigarettes and liquor. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says four people were arrested.
Among the seized items were illicit pharmaceuticals such as skin lightening products. The team also confiscated bottles of illicit poison, which were found inside the storage facilities, among other consumable items. Officials from the Department of Agriculture assisted the team in identifying these illicit poisonous products in a concerted effort to address foodborne illnesses.
Staying with crime-related matters, and five suspected ATM bombers were shot dead by police in Emalahleni, Mpumalanga this morning. One other suspect was injured. Police spokesperson Katlego Mohale says a multidisciplinary team was strategically posted at Skoongesig to be on the lookout for a white Toyota Hilux.
Two rifles and three 9mm pistols as well as explosives were recovered from the scene. The buggy in which the suspects were travelling in is subject to further investigation. The national head of the DPCI, Lieutenant General Dr. Advocate Godfrey Lebeya, said a call is made to potential robbers to withdraw from such activities, as these behaviors always attract dire consequences.
The ANC's working committee is meeting with the entire KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Executive Committee in Boksburg this morning. The meeting comes on the back of the ANC's poor performance in KZN during the May general elections. Anastasia Mahobu has more.
The ANC had a poor showing in the May elections, failing to secure a national majority and falling below the 50% mark for the first time. In KZN, the party's support fell to 17%, mainly due to the rise of former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto we Sizwe party. This led to calls for the dissolution of provincial leadership structures. However, KZN Provincial Secretary Beki Mtolo insists that ANC National Executive Committee, led by President Cyril Ramaphosa and Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, should share responsibility for the party's poor performance at the polls. Anastasia Mukhobu, Jacaranda FM News in Boksburg.
News abroad, the International Court of Justice will today begin hearings in a landmark climate change case. The case centers around what countries worldwide are legally required to do to combat climate change and help vulnerable nations fight its devastating impact. Lawyers and representatives from more than 100 countries and organizations will make submissions before the courts until next week, Friday. And known for its world-renowned museums and nightlife, London has been crowned the best city in the world for the 10th consecutive year. The 2025 World's Best Cities report used a survey of more than 22% of people in 30 countries to rank 270 of the world's largest cities. New York was ranked second, followed by Paris, Tokyo, and Singapore. Cape Town is 85th on the list. I'm Chanel September. I'll be back with more news in Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I know, and I can tell you how.